As we gather for Good Friday worship, we remember the story of Jesus' death and crucifixion upon the cross. We will be reading scriptures and singing songs that help tell this story. This service confronts us with the very real pain of Jesus' suffering and death. Today, we would invite you during this service to reflect upon the ways in which we witness Christ's continued suffering in this world.
While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him." At once he came up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you are here to do." Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly, one of those with Jesus put his hands on the sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me, as though I were a bandit? Day after day, I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
Remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Beloved One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Almighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." The high priest tore his clothes. "Why do you need any more witnesses?" he asked. "You have heard blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him as worthy of death.
Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So, are you a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into this world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do that for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish for me to do with the man who you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Thank you.
"Here is the man."
As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus.
A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if people do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing.
One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished," then bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because that Sabbath was a great day of solemnity. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, now we've read and we've heard the story. We know the events that led up to Jesus's death and his crucifixion. Ultimately, this day of Good Friday calls us to sort of reflect on our own life, to think carefully, long and hard about the ways in which we continue to let God down. It's a moment for us to pause and reflect on the ongoing examples and experiences of sin in the world today. We pause for just a moment and think about the things that we've done in the last year that have caused harm. We think about the things in the last year that we should have done but chose not to, that did harm as well. And we ask God's forgiveness. Ultimately, it was Jesus who decided, in order to fulfill the scriptures, in order to fulfill the prophecy, to go to the cross. You can remember the story in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus says, "God, let this cup pass from me, but it's not my will, but thy will be done." And in that moment, he turns his eyes onto Jerusalem, knowing what he eventually would be led to do. Walking up the Via Dolorosa, eventually being crucified, becoming thirsty, being pierced in the side, giving up his spirit and saying, "It is finished. This story is not for the faint of heart." Ultimately, it's just one of the many ways in which Jesus came to serve all of us. He gave his life for all of us. He was willing to be pierced in the side and to be crucified to the tree so long ago so that we might have life and have it abundantly. It's not easy for us to stomach. But I guess that's why it makes what we're about to do so important. We're going to take a moment and reflect on the last year and spend some time offering our own repentance, inviting God to change us, to transform us, to make us ever more like Jesus Christ, so that someday we might live in a world that's free from suffering and death. That is the way to follow Jesus. Ultimately, this day is a reminder that being a person of faith isn't always easy. It's not always fun. It's not always rosy. Sometimes being a Christian means doing what is hard, putting our own life on the line, taking risks, being bold, going to places in the footsteps of Jesus that might put ourselves in harm's way. Sometimes it just means standing up for what's right, even when we know that there will be consequences to pay. That's the story of Jesus on Good Friday. Keeping the faith despite the fact that he knew it was going to cost him his life. And so we take this moment of quiet solitude to simply reflect on the ways in which we continue to crucify God, through the things that we do that cause harm to others and the things that we should be doing that we choose not to because it's convenient or easier to not act. Let us turn to God in prayer for a time of silent reflection.